Chapter 8. The aftermath of deep healing was an odd sensation. Floaty, disconnected, an almost unpleasant feeling of being adrift. There was pain, or an echo of pain, somewhere nearby. Hazy memories shifted behind his closed eyes like cloud shadows dancing over an empty meadow.
Explosions, flames leaping, shock, an impact, falling in slow motion, watching the rooftop coming closer and closer, no hope of avoiding it. Oh dear, this is going to hurt rather a lot, isn't it? And then darkness reaching for him, sucking him down, swallowing him alive, death beckoning. No, not yet, not now. I'm too busy, another time.
Despite the pain, despite the drifting, he thrashed feebly on his rooftop. It felt soft now, which was wrong. And there was silence. That was wrong. Where were the sirens? Where was the screaming? Hadn't it been noisy?
Where am I? He thought.
Be still, you must, Obi-Wan, said an imperious, familiar voice. Or scolded by Master Vokara Che will you be.
His eyelids were dreadfully heavy. Someone had turned them to lead. But he found the strength to drag them open because Yoda was here. Wherever here was.
Master,
he whispered, and was shocked to hear his voice so thin, so insubstantial. Squinting against the mellow light, he let his gaze roam around him. Saw pale walls, a high ceiling, smelled sweet incense in the warm air. Nonsense resolved itself into sense.
Oh, that's right. I'm in the halls of healing. I was only here a few weeks ago, and now I'm back. How very inefficient of me.
Speak do not, Obi-Wan, said Yoda firmly in his hover chair by the bed. Listen instead.
Obi-Wan nodded cautiously. Something was niggling at him, something important.
Yes, Master. But Master.
Fret you must not, said Yoda. Dexter Jetster's message we have heard.
Message? There was a message? His memory was fragmented, splinters scattered here and there, a single word.
Bothawi.
Fear, urgency, Dex's tense, unhappy face.
Grievous. Grievous is coming.
Horrified, he tried to sit up, cried out instead as his mended, broken body protested. The healing chamber disappeared in waves of bright and blinding pain.
Be still, Obi-Wan, Yoda commanded. A relapse, do you desire?
There was no time to be still. Bothawi's time was running out.
Master, we must defend the Bothans,
he said, his teeth gritted as he struggled to banish weakness.
Assign me a battle group. Let me take it to the Bothan system. Let me...
No,
said Yoda, leaning close, one small hard hand pushing him flat to the mattress. His face was stern, his gaze piercing. 900 years of authority blazed in his eyes.
Finished healing, you have not. Young Skywalker, a battle group will lead to Bothawi.
Anakin? In charge of a battle group?
No, it was too soon. It was too much to ask of him. Too great a burden to place on such young shoulders. The danger was too great.
They can't choose Anakin, he thought.
Obi-Wan,
said Yoda, and poked his healed shoulder with a finger.
Remember our talk of attachment, hmm? Let go of your fears for Anakin, you must. Look at him as a Jedi Knight, you must. Not your Padawan. Not the boy you knew and trained and protected. A man he is now. Look at the man.